Chris, I just want to start off by reviewing the weekend, obviously starting with that win over Nottingham on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, it was a big win, especially being G's first game. We wanted to, you know, play well for him and get a result. And I've been told that was the first shootout win for us this year, and even the first shootout goal, which was surprising for me with the amount of talent on the team. So it's nice to get that one out of the way, and it was nice to score a goal for my old coach there in his first win.
And a team that the squad had played quite a lot recently and hadn't beaten in four games, so nice to get that monkey off the back, as well as you mentioned the penalty shot.
Yeah, I mean, they've kind of took it to us since I've been here. They've played very well against us, and we've had some close games where we just, you know, it was a goal or two here or there that could have made the difference, and we just couldn't find a way. But finally, we did with G there, and we're looking forward now.
And obviously just that game on Sunday against your old club, another kind of feather in the cap to get that win, and in such style as well.
Yeah, you know, Cardiff's got a tough team over there, a great group of guys that work really hard, really tough to play against. So, you know, it's always going to be a tough game against them, especially with, you know, the emotions involved and everything. And, you know, Hilly and I have been lucky to beat them before already. And for G's first and only game against them this year, you know, we wanted to do the same for him, and got a little scary there in the second. It was pretty close. But when we opened up in the third, it got a lot of fun there at the end.
Just tell me about your own form, because you yourself, you seem to be playing quite well recently.
Well, I suppose the pucks are going in more now. We had a tough schedule when I first got here. We played Belfast first two games up there, and that's always going to be a tough game. And I think we've played Nottingham seven times. So out of the 12 games I've played, nine have been against the top two teams in the league. And, you know, that's not making excuses, but, you know, it's been a tough go for us here the last little while with no coach, too, and Doug getting fired. And you know, to get G in, get some stability, and then get the guys on the right page has kind of been good for us as far as, you know, clicking and scoring and just making it easier out there to play for sure.
How do you feel you're playing with your line mates at the moment? I mean, Jeff Legree and Max Lacroix, do you feel like you're getting a bit of chemistry there?
Yeah, I love playing with them. I mean, you know, they're great players, both of them. They can score, like they have great shots, and they move the puck so well. I mean, sometimes Leggy's so smart, he'll make a pass that I don't even see it, and then it just hits my stick, and I just go with it, and I'm like, wow, that was actually really nice. So, yeah, they're great to play with for sure.
Just going back to, obviously, your form, when you look at your stats recently, I don't know if you've kind of looked at them, but you got four goals in the last four games, and that's not including the penalty shot against Nottingham. You know, that must be pleasing for yourself at the moment.
Yeah, it's that soccer mentality here, the goals. There's assists, too, in hockey that are, you know, in North America, it's always the assist guys that get the credit because they're the guys setting one up. But, you know, I guess it was kind of the same thing in Cardiff there where, you know, they wanted more goals out of me. And I've scored, you know, a fair amount in my career. And I think a lot of it has to do with who you're playing with, too. And obviously playing with guys like Leggy and Max, I'm going to get a lot of chances, and they've been going in recently, and hopefully they can keep going in.
And when you look at the assists as well, I was going to come on to talk about that. You've got seven in the 12 games that you've played, so, you know, good stats there as well.
Yeah, you know, I try to move the puck well and make it easier on my teammates and give them opportunities to score, and that's kind of the way my game's evolved as I've gotten older here. So, again, yeah, it's all who you're playing with. I think, you know, playing in Cardiff, I'm playing with, you know, the best goal scorer in the league, arguably Mac Faulkner, and you know, my job was to get him the puck, and it worked well that way. And, you know, now maybe it's a little bit to shoot a little bit more when I'm playing with other really good passers as well. So it's just, you know, for me, it's about the team scoring goals, not about an individual getting a certain amount. If the line gets five and I get five assists, I'm happy with that.
I was going to say, do you feel like your role's changing from what you were doing at Cardiff? Obviously, you've kind of said that you were that provider for Mac Faulkner. Yep. And do you feel like that's changing for you now?
100%. I mean, I'm still trying to get the puck to Max and Leggy as much as I can, but I mean, they're both, they pass the puck a lot, and they're playmakers as well. So not that Mac isn't, but you know, Max got a great shot. And he likes to shoot the puck, and that's kind of, and especially in the rink in Cardiff, you're not going to have too many fancy passing plays out there on the bad ice, small ice. But you know, now we have the nice facility there at Motor Point and lots of room to breathe out there. And it's nice to be able to make nice plays again with a good teammate. So yeah, it's been going well.
Do you feel like you've got a bit more of a kind of free role in that line now as well? Because everyone in that line, it doesn't necessarily fall into kind of, right, you're the provider, you're the goal scorer. Do you feel like it's a little bit more interchanging? You've got a little bit more of a free role to express yourself?
Yeah, I think it's a little more balanced. I think, you know, we're three pretty similar players from what I can see. I mean, obviously I can't watch us play, but we both, I think we see the game the same way and move the puck similar. And I think both of them have a tremendous shot, and you know, especially Legge on the power play, that one timer is deadly. So, you know, we still want to work the puck around to those guys, and I'm going to do whatever I can to help them score goals, and they seem to be finding me out there now.
And I know, talking to you after Sunday's game, you were saying that maybe you're trying a few more things than you wouldn't do normally, specifically talking about the slap shot goal.
Yeah.
Is that something that you're trying to work into your game as well? Not necessarily a new way of playing, but taking a few more risks, taking a few more chances?
I don't know if I think about that. I think hockey is such a fast game. You just try and make the best play at the right time, right? So it's so, you don't really have time to think about things. Although I did have a lot of time coming down the wing for that slap shot, and Hilly had just done one. So Legge made a great pass. I had all the time in the world to think about it. But for the most part, you know, you're just trying to make a quick play to the right player, and whether it's a shot on net or a good pass. And I just try to make the best play possible.
Now, the last month has been a bit of a whirlwind for you, obviously being released from Cardiff and then kind of starting here in Sheffield. Are you now starting to feel a bit more comfortable at the Steelers and kind of your time in Sheffield?
Yeah, 100%. To be honest, like, the first couple of weeks were tough. It was pretty emotional. I didn't want to leave Cardiff. I loved it there. And, you know, obviously we've had some issues off the ice there. And coming to Sheffield, I didn't know how I'd be received. And, you know, the guys have been wonderful in the room. They've all been great, and they know I've been through a lot, and they've been through a lot themselves. And we've kind of clicked right away, and the guys have been really good to me. And, yeah, as the time went on, like, I don't even think about Cardiff anymore, to be honest with you. But the first few weeks were hard, especially going into their arena and playing them right away like that. And, you know, it's pretty emotional, but, you know, it's – I think all that's gone now, and I'm really happy to be here. It's nice to be. They got a pretty impressive operation here, Tony, from the top down there, with the shirts and the Steelers bar and all the office staff and all the physios that we have, you know, the coaching staff, the facilities. We have a beautiful practice rink. I mean, it's a really top-notch professional organization. It's nice to be around that again. You kind of forget when you're playing in a tent for a year and a half to what that's like. And you know, to play in Cardiff, you got to be a low maintenance guy. But to come here, you have all this stuff that you know, used to have back maybe in North America, but not in UK for me anyway. In Cardiff, there they just don't have the facilities there. But they're building a new arena, so it'll be good there soon.
How do you look back now at kind of what happened in Cardiff? Because obviously it was a kind of turbulent time for yourself and a lot of the other players there as well.
Yeah, it's been an interesting year. Obviously, G getting fired to start was awful, and well, Hilly too. Actually, Hilly left before G, and it's been a tough year. A lot of things happened that you could never predict. You never would have thought, and you know, we thought. I was very surprised when it happened to me as well. But you know, that's kind of the past, is the way I'm looking at it. And you know, we're in a great situation now. Hilly, G, and I. In Sheffield here, playing for a great team and have an opportunity to do something.
Speaking to G, he was saying that having you and Hilly there when he arrived was a great kind of relief for him. Has it been nice to link up not only with obviously Jared Adams, but obviously Phil Hill again and see a couple of familiar faces in that dressing room again?
Yeah, no, it's great. You guys are joking. It's called the Sheffield Devils now in the room, but... you know, I think for G, it's got to be tough for G to walk into a room full of 20 brand new guys and, hey, I'm the coach and this is what's, but he has us there to kind of like, you know, let them know, you know, what he's like as a coach. And, you know, I know his drills and his practices already, and he's changed. He likes to name drills after players. And the one the other day was funny. He named it after D. Casimiro, and it was actually named after a player in Cardiff when we were playing in Cardiff. So it's kind of funny. I guess he's going to change. He has to change all the names now to Sheffield guys. So, no, it's great to have him. It's a familiar guy, familiar coach. I know what to expect from him, and he knows what to expect from me. And I think we have a good relationship, a working relationship.
Did you keep that working relationship during, obviously, your time in Sheffield under Doug and obviously him kind of obviously being released from Cardiff? Did you keep that relationship going?
Yeah, I still spoke with him and we checked in on each other every once in a while to see how things were. And, you know, I got to admit, like, what earlier in the year, he sent a text. We were struggling after he left. A lot of us, like, it was really tough emotionally. We took a lot of that on ourselves as not performing, obviously, and protecting his job. And he sent me a text, and was just like, you know, wishing me the best and hopes I do well. And he's like, make sure you play well. You need to, you know, worry about yourself and don't worry about my situation. It was just really classy, like, text that he sent that was just kind of blew my mind. It made me, it's like a huge, like, weight off my shoulders that he was okay and that he wanted us to succeed. And because part of you was, you know, pretty upset about how everything went down. And that was like a turning point for Cardiff, I think, in the season, earlier in the season.
What are your career aspirations and what do you still want to achieve in the game?
Well, I want to win a trophy. I've been fortunate enough to be a part of a lot of teams that have had a lot of success in the playoffs, gone really far, championship games, championship series, but never that final step where I won a championship. And for me, obviously, that's always been the goal, is to win a championship. I mean, points don't mean, no one cares how many points so-and-so got on whatever team. It's who won the Stanley Cup last year, who won the Elite League title last year. Like, I can't tell you how many points Ling or those guys got, but they won all three trophies, and that's all that matters at the end of the day. So for me, yeah, that's what I want for sure, absolutely.
And obviously going into the playoff campaign, that's the big one, the big kind of goal for you guys at this moment in time, and all, I'm guessing all the momentum's building towards that.
Yeah, it's an exciting event. I mean, I couldn't believe it last year. I was blown away by the crowd in Nottingham, and it was pretty cool to see all the different sections had different teams' fans. I've never been to rank like that, and us being the underdogs playing Nottingham the first game, everyone was cheering for us. It was great. Yeah, I'm looking forward to, you know, hopefully getting back there again. We're going to have a tough matchup first round, whoever we play. I'm sure it's a really tight league this year, but we're hoping to get to the final four there and do some damage.
Has there been much talk in the locker room about the playoffs? Because I'm guessing some guys will have been there before, like yourself, and some guys won't.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, after losing out in the Challenge Cup there, the semifinals, pretty upsetting for a lot of the guys and for everyone, obviously. And, you know, obviously now our focus is just on that final weekend and building something here in the next I think 6 to 8 games we have left, and making sure we're at top form when the playoffs come.
Obviously you're on a 1-year deal at the end of this year. Have you had any kind of discussions about what happens at the end of this next 6 weeks?
I've not really. I mean, I haven't really got an idea of whether or what's going to happen at the end of the 6 weeks. I think for me, it's just more focus on the 6 weeks now and see how they go. And hopefully I fit in well and play well here and we win something. And I think that'll take care of itself. You know, if we have team success, I think you'll see a lot of guys back, obviously. And if we win the trophy there, and, you know, if we don't, maybe they make some changes. So I can't worry about that. That's not something I can control, and all I can control is how hard I work and how well I perform.
Is it something that you'd like to do, stay in Sheffield? Do you see it as a club that you can be at for a few years? Or,
oh yeah, I mean, you know, it's a great organization. The city's nice. The everything's top notch. I'm actually really impressed here. I didn't realize how nice the city was until I finally went down there. I got a day to go walk around, and you know, I like it here for sure. Yeah, I could definitely see myself coming back.
How much of that obviously depends on whether or not Gerard gets the job full time? I know he's got 6 weeks to kind of prove himself, but I guess a lot of your future depends on his success and the team's success as well, like you said.
Yes and no, maybe. I don't know. Well, you'd have to ask him that. He's pretty hard on me sometimes, so you never know. No, I'm just kidding. I think, you know, obviously if we do well and win a trophy and he comes back, I think I would hope that he would want me around, and I think I play my role pretty well on the team and help guys out, and I think I'm an effective player in this league when I'm playing well, and I you know, if that happens, that'd be great, but you know, right now I can't worry about those things. I just got to worry about winning.
The kind of 6 week deal for Gerard, is it a motivation for players, or is it a bit of a distraction? There's still that kind of cloud of uncertainty, not knowing what's going to happen past the end of the year, or was it just a situation where you just get on with it and you just think, right, playoffs, that's the only thing we're thinking about?
I think it was a good idea, whatever side it was, because I think it kind of takes a bit of the pressure off, to be honest with you, because now we're just all in together. You know, G's like one of the guys, like, he came in here, he's like, you know what, I'm on a 6 week deal, I might not be here next year either, so we got to do this together, we got to win together. And I think that creates a sense of unity. You know, you don't have this coach coming in that's on a 3-year deal and he's not even been here, and, you know, the 6 weeks left, that might scare guys into thinking they got to, you know, maybe do a little more to impress. Not that they don't have to impress them anyway, because they do. But, you know, I think it's kind of smart in a way that it creates this sense of unity where we're all in this together for the last 6 weeks to try and turn around this season here. Obviously, there's big expectations here in Sheffield. I was pretty excited about our roster this summer, and then I saw Sheffield's, and I was like, whoa, there's going to be some tough games in Sheffield this year. So there's a lot of expectations with this club, and for whatever reason, it didn't quite work out the way they envisioned it. And I don't think they're far off, though. I think, you know, the way we played up in Belfast my first couple of games, we could have and should have beat them. And, you know, a couple of bounces here or there. And, you know, at any given night, which is what's going to happen in the playoffs with the one game shot, we could beat any team. So, I think it's kind of created this unity where we're all in it together for sure. It's good.
Talking about your next schedule now, your next kind of block, you've got three games in 4 days, starting with Dundee on Thursday, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts ahead of that one? A team that's kind of top of their conference at the moment.
Dundee's a tough team to play against because, I mean, they're a good team, but their goalie, some nights he's just like supernatural almost. Earlier in the year we went up there, we put 55 shots on them, and we only allowed 20, and we lost 7-0. So they've got guys that can score at the front end that can really make you pay, and their goaltender can play extremely well some nights. So, you know, it's always a tough matchup going there. Hutchins has done a tremendous job with that team. Like, they are head and shoulders way better than they were last year. Not that they weren't a good team last year, but they're definitely, it's a tough game. So we got to be ready for that one. And then I think obviously that looking ahead to that, well, we have Hull too on Saturday in Hull. I haven't played against Hull with Sheffield yet, but, you know, they're going to be a tough matchup as well. But Belfast is going to be the benchmark game on Sunday to see where we're at. It's a good opportunity to see where we're at with G and with the guys right now and ready to go and see how we can do against the top team.
That word's been thrown around a lot this kind of week, benchmark game. You know, Belfast is kind of see where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think the squad is at the moment? Because obviously you were with the squad when you had that doubleheader against Belfast earlier in the season as well.
I feel like we made a statement in Nottingham. You got to beat Nottingham in Nottingham to win that playoff weekend, because they're going to be there and we're going to end up playing them at one point. So to beat them there, and the way we did too, where we outshot them, I think nearly 50-17, and I think that was a dominant performance by us. And, you know, if we can continue to play like that, I think, you know, we can seal our own destiny.
And of course, that'll be the last time that you face them this season, unless you meet them in the playoffs. So,
right,
you know, an opportunity, like you said, to kind of to lay it down. And I guess that's a mental thing for players as well, where, you know, if you've beaten them the last game of the regular season, going into the playoffs, if you're getting them again, maybe that's a bit easier psychologically.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, I think they beat us, you know, four or five times in a row there. So, yeah, you definitely want to make sure you have some success in that arena against a good team like that, especially when they're playing well. I feel like, I don't know, maybe it's just me mentally overthinking things as usual, but I feel like going in there and playing them in a packed house for a Sheffield Nottingham game is a lot different than playing them with a half-empty house in Cardiff when we go up there. I mean, you look at the game last night, Cardiff outshot them as well, and Nottingham squeaked out a 1-0 win. But I mean, I feel like, you know, they get really jacked up for those Sheffield games, as do we. So it's just a different atmosphere altogether.